Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about dua and prayer and supplication, and how supplication repels various types of calamity. As you know, we are in the month of Ramadan. This is a very blessed and sacred month. It is, the only month which has been mentioned by name in the Holy Quran. It is, the month in which the Quran was revealed, and we are obliged to fast in this month. But most importantly, this is a month in which our supplications are more readily answered in comparison to other days of the year and other months of the year. And this is especially true in the night that we are approaching. And that is the night of ordainment, the famous Laylatul Qadr. As you know, in the month of Ramadan, there are three very important nights in which, what we do in that night determines our destiny for the forthcoming and in the subsequent year. Right. So this is a very important night. And this night especially, the 23rd of the Ramadan, this night, this is especially important. As you know, the Laylatul Qadr, night of ordainment, it hasn't been specified specifically in any of the hadiths, right? And it's possible that it could change and vary from year to year. But nevertheless, there is a great possibility, it's more likely and more probable, for it to occur in one of these three nights, meaning the 19th, the 21st, and the 23rd. And the 23rd especially. This is probably attested to by the fact that one time a Bedouin came to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked him, and he said that I cannot come to the city, to the mosque, due to the fact that I live in the desert, I'm a Bedouin, I cannot come all the time. So in your opinion, which would be, I can only come, for example, once a month in this month of Ramadan. So which night should I come in? Which day should I come in? So the Prophet, he singled out this night, the 23rd. This kind of, according to some scholars, this gives weight to the fact that it's more likely that this is the Laylatul Qadr. In any case, it's very good for us to pray and supplicate on this night, and the supplications that we make on this night can help repel the door of calamity from us. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Repel the doors of calamity with supplication. Idfa'u abwab al bala bidwa." By the prayers and the supplications that we make can repel and can repel these calamities from us and defend us from these great problems that might be coming towards us in the forthcoming and subsequent year. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at dua and supplication as a defense against calamities and problems, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد